Welcome to day 206. We are up to Parakhas Mishnah Vav, and we are continuing to discuss the halacha of Giloy. We learned yesterday that if you live in a place in which venomous snakes are commonly found, so we have to be concerned that let's say you have a cup of milk or wine or water that was left uncovered with enough time for a snake to come by and drink a little bit of it. So we have to be concerned that maybe a snake actually did, and in the process may have left some venom in that liquid. So the halacha is you're not allowed to drink that uncovered liquid, mishum sakanas nefashos, because of a health concern, because of danger to our own lives. So our Mishnah is going to teach us that that concern may not only exist by liquid. Says Mishnah Vav, Nikure Te'enim. Imagine you have figs with holes in them, with bite marks, with puncture wounds in the fig. Va'anavim, or grapes with those holes. V'kishuin, or cucumbers. V'diluin, or gourds. V'avatichim, or melons, watermelons. V'amlafafonos, or another type of cucumber. Afilu heim kikar. It's not exactly clear what kikar means. We're going to assume it means that, or one explanation is that even if it is rampant, it is so prevalent, let's say all of the grapes, or so many of the grapes on that vine have the same holes in them. Echad gadol be'echad katan, whether the fruit is large or small, or perhaps whether the bite marks, the puncture wounds, are large or small. Echad talush ve'echad nechubar, whether it is already detached from the ground or whether it is still connected to the ground. Kol sheyesh bolecha, assuming that the fruit has moisture in it, usser, then that fruit is usser. The assumption here is that moisture is the vehicle through which the venom spreads throughout. So if perhaps it was a solid fruit, something that didn't have any moisture inside, then perhaps you'd think that just cutting the area away of where the bite marks are, just cutting off that part, would allow you to eat the rest of the fruit. And maybe that's true. But if there's moisture inside, we assume that perhaps the venom actually spread through that moisture through the rest of the fruit, and therefore you're not allowed to eat any part of that fruit. Neshuchas hanachash asur. Neshuchas hanachash means if there was an animal that was bitten by a snake, then that is also asur. So what do we assume? First of all, it has to be, of course, a kosher animal. The assumption is, let's say we're talking about a cow. Let's say a cow got bitten by a snake. And the assumption is that the cow didn't die from that snake bite, because if it did, then of course you're not allowed to eat that. Of course you'd be asur, because that is nevela. We know that kosher meat needs to be slaughtered properly. So the assumption here is that, let's say there was a kosher animal, a cow, that gets bitten by a snake, but then you did proper shechita, you slaughtered it properly, so you'd think it has all of the elements of being kosher. Still, it's us, or still you're not allowed to eat it. Mipnei sakanas nefashos, because of danger to our own lives, we assume that the venom perhaps spread throughout the body of that animal, and therefore would be a danger for us to consume that meat. That is Mishnah Vav. Says Mishnah Zayin, Hamishmeres shel yayin asura mishum giloy. So this halacha of giloy also asurs, prohibits this mishmeres shel yayin. So mishmeres shel yayin is a strainer through which we pour wine, and then it captures the sediment. So there are two ways to understand this case. Possibility number one is, imagine you have a kli, you have a bottle of wine, and on top of it, over the opening, is a strainer. And you poured the wine through earlier, and now the wine is sitting on the bottom of it, and the strainer is still on top. The question is the strainer sitting on top enough of a covering for it to be considered covered? Such, if you left it like that, it's not considered uncovered wine that you'd have to throw away because of the possibility that a snake bit it. So you'd think, maybe it is, maybe it's a proper cover. Says the Mishnah, no, first of all, the strainer is still open. Of course it is, that's how the wine passes through. Maybe a snake came by and tried to eat some of the sediment on top of the strainer and perhaps injected some or let out some venom that then seeped through the strainer into the wine below, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. The second explanation is that no, we're talking about regular wine that was left uncovered. You left it uncovered, and now there's the regular concern that perhaps a snake came by. Then the person takes it and puts it through the strainer. And the question is, does putting it through the strainer then eliminate the concern? Maybe it captured the venom, so to say. Maybe the wine on the bottom is no longer problematic because any venom that would have been inside is now gone. So does it alleviate that concern? The Mishnah says, no, it does not. Rabbi Nechemya Matir. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, it does. According to the second explanation, Rabbi Nechemya would say, no, putting it through the strainer is enough to assume that it actually captured the venom that was in it, and therefore all the strain that goes to the bottom, all the wine, I'm sorry, that goes to the bottom is now considered venom-free and safe to eat. That is Mishnah Zayin. We don't paskin like Rabbi Nechemya, by the way. You would not be allowed to drink that wine. I will continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.